Thank you. As was mentioned, my name is Emily Rhines. I'm with the United Way of Greater Portland in Portland, Maine. It's the southern part of the state, and I have no disclosures to make today. I'm going to talk to you today about our childhood obesity prevention project. It was a demonstration project that lapsed 5 years, again, in the Greater Portland communities. It's 12 communities surrounding our largest community in Maine. I'm going to talk a little bit about our demonstration project, tell you about our model and our specific interventions, and then go through our methodology and our evaluation results for that five-year time period. The Let's Go story is a really interesting story when you think about public health and how it plays out. Let's Go was founded by 7 corporate partners. We were generously funded by these founding partners, and they range from a grocery store chain, a local bank, disability insurers, the United Way, our health system and health insurance, and our local hospital. These corporate partners are all based in the Greater Portland communities, and these senior executives came together. They were convened by the United Way and said, you know, we want to do something. We know that childhood obesity is an important problem in our community and with our employees and their families, and they stepped up and put some money on the table for us to address this issue. You can see our funding base has diversified over the last 5 years, and we now have some additional supporters, but it's important just to note that those founding partners, those senior executives, are very engaged. They haven't just funded this project. They come together quarterly. I think it's really a unique aspect of the Let's Go project. And they came together, you know, when they saw these slides and said, you know, it's time to do something around childhood obesity. I think it's really important to note when I talk about the work of Let's Go and our communities that we benefit from a number of collaborations and partnerships. Our communities of Greater Portland are based in Cumberland County. Cumberland County has 2 CPPW grants that are working specifically on childhood obesity. They are a key partner of ours. Our state health department, the Maine Center for Disease Control, their Healthy Maine Partnership and their physical activity nutrition program are an important partner, as well as all of our participating sites, our dissemination partners across the state, and other community-based programs like our CAP agencies that are doing this healthy eating and active living work. So what is Let's Go? Let's Go, just to give you a little bit of introduction to our work, we're a multi-sector, multi-dimensional child obesity prevention project. This puzzle piece on the bottom shows the different sectors that we work in. Our work is built on some core principles. It's nothing different from what we've talked about today from these other presenters, but environmental and policy change is where our focus needs to be because we believe and we know that influences behavior change. Part of our model is that you've got to be hearing these messages and these interventions need to be connected across these 6 sectors, the early childhood, schools, communities, workplace, after school, and healthcare. We have a set of consistent strategies that we use across these sectors. Those strategies are evidence-based, are built off the CDC and the IOM recommendations. And we have a specific strategies and we have a specific message. The message we use is 5210. I'm sure a number of you in the audience are familiar with this message. This message was brought to Maine in about 2004. It was adapted from an Anthem Blue Cross Shield project in Massachusetts that was 5210, Get Up and Go. It started in Maine in around 2004 through the Maine Youth Overweight Collaborative and grew and blossomed and became 5210 and was adopted by the Let's Go project. Our consistent strategies that we use across those sectors are here. I think that probably none of them are new strategies to anybody in the room, but things about encouraging healthy drinks, healthy snacks, all the way down to integrating these messages into wellness programs, collaborating with state and local partners and the partners within the sectors. Let's Go has developed a number of innovative tools and resources to support the implementation of those strategies and policy change. This is just a picture of some of our toolkits and some of our different resources that are made available to all of our partners. Let's Go also has had a robust marketing campaign during that 5-year period. The social marketing campaign has been embedded in everything from our website to TV advertising, cinema advertising, bus advertising, and we have tried to work very closely with our state health department folks and our local CPPW folks to, I think, stretch our media dollars as far as we can and have consistent messaging. This is just some pictures of what our marketing campaign looks like. We ran bus advertising this spring and discovered what a great way that is to get a message out into our communities. We did cinema advertising. The water glass on the side was promoting water in our cinemas. Our bottom right-hand corner is a still shot of one of our TV ads we did last year, and that's a group of food nutrition workers that we've been working with over the last 4 years. It's probably hard to see in this picture, but these are all fresh fruits and vegetables. It's a sandwich bar that they have had, and those are all significant changes that have happened within their food service project as a result of working with us. And then we did some web advertising, and the still shot of the baby and the It's Working were an example of our web advertising. We have a very robust website that houses all of our tools. Because we have this great website, we hear from people all over the country, people we know that are using our tools and using this message. We know of about 30 states that are using those. Our website, this is actually the first appearance of our new website. If you go to our website today, it won't look like this, but it will in the next couple days. So we're very excited about our new look. We also ventured out into social marketing. We have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and it's been a great way to engage our communities. To give you an idea of our scope in our region, so Greater Portland, Portland we like to think is urban. It's about 70,000 people. It's Maine's largest city, and all of our neighbors south to us laugh when we talk about being urban. But the Greater Portland community is about 200,000 people. It's a fairly dense, you know, it's 12 communities, and it goes from having our urban community of Portland to having very rural communities, just a couple communities out. So it's a nice mix of some population density and some of the things that come along with that, as well as getting into very rural and some seasonal communities very quickly. The demographics around the social demographics are very varied as well. We have some very wealthy communities and we have some very impoverished communities. So to give you an idea of the scope of our 5 years, we worked with 56 of our schools educating 23,000 students. We did reach out to all of our elementary schools. We worked with 8 district-wide school nutrition programs, 34 child care sites caring for over 1,400 kids in our community. A number of those were our United Way funded child care sites. It's important to note that overlap and the relationship there. We worked with 28 after-school recreation programs in that region, 29 active health care sites, 7 of Greater Portland's largest employees. Most of those were our founding partners. And then we distributed mini-grants, about 12 mini-grants to our communities over that 5-year period to really jumpstart some local initiatives. So what did we find over those first 5 years? I'm going to talk a little bit about our methodology first. Our evaluation approach for this project was a number of different tiers. Every year we did an implementation survey in our schools, and that really measured the application of our strategies, where policy and environmental change happening. So we did that every year. Every 2 years we did a random digit dial phone survey to parents in Greater Portland, and that helped us gauge awareness and knowledge change as well as behavior change. We've done medical chart reviews because one of the things that we found, our CEOs were very moved by the BMI NHANES data, and they wanted to know, what does this look like in Greater Portland? And we couldn't answer that question. We knew what we suspected, but we didn't have the data, so we've been measuring local obesity prevalence, and we'll be doing another data point on that coming up in the near future. We also did some key informant interviews and case studies to get some qualitative data looking back at the 5 years and looking at the participation of our leadership committee, of our senior executives, and of our advisory board. I'm going to present the data today on the sector implementations and the phone surveys. So our year-end sector survey, that's what I was talking about, that measures the implementation and the sustaining of our 10 strategies in childcare, schools, and after school. That was a SurveyMonkey email that went out, and it went out to our champion within those sites, and we encouraged them to fill out this survey with their team that they were implementing these strategies with, so we didn't have just a one-person perspective. We had a great response rate in 2011, and those are consistent with what our response rates have been over the years. So what did we find? When we looked at 60 sites, and those are our early childhood, our elementary school, and our after-school programs, we found that there were some consistencies across those sectors. The places where people had the most success in implementing and sustaining strategies was around healthy choices for snacks and celebrations, encouraging water and low-fat milk instead of sugar-sweetened beverages, and discouraging the use of food as a reward. And you can see we had some great success with those strategies. Again, that was implementation and sustaining those over a period of time. We also found there were some similarities around what were the hardest strategies to implement, and those were developing a 5210 friendly staff wellness program, so integrating that message within the staff wellness program that the employees were getting, and implementing or strengthening the wellness policy. And it's important to note that I think one of the challenges around the wellness policy piece is we were working with specific schools, and those policies are all district-wide. So we had some success in the school handbooks or the site policies, but there was obviously some continued work needing to be done around the district-wide policies. When we talk about what happened with our healthcare sites, with those 29 healthcare sites, 14 of those are now formally recognized as a Let's Go healthcare site. And what that means is that they are showing their community that they're part of the Let's Go program. They're hanging the Let's Go posters in their practices. They're talking to their patients around the 5210 message. And then they're doing things differently. They are accurately weighing and measuring patients' BMI. Those are going in the electronic records, which has been very helpful in our obesity prevalence survey. And they're having respectful conversation with their patients around weight. We've done some motivational interviewing training with a number of our clinicians in the Greater Portland region, so really trying to give them the tools to be able to be doing what they can do and doing their part in their practices. I should also mention when we talk about healthcare, because our healthcare system and our local hospital is part of our initiative, they're also working on baby-friendly initiatives. They're working with their food service within the hospital, but those are sort of ancillary projects that are happening around this, so there's a lot of change. And now I'm going to talk a little bit about our telephone survey. And our telephone survey is, as I mentioned, where we measure knowledge, attitudes, or knowledge, awareness, and behavior change. We've done three waves of measurement. We did a baseline in 2007 when Let's Go began, and then we did a follow-up in 2009 and 2011. We've had about 800 respondents to that survey, and much like was just presented, it was about a 20-minute survey with parents. I mentioned it was a random selection of parents and that this data has all been weighted. The data I'm going to present today about these findings, I'm just presenting our statistically significant findings. So parents' awareness, what we found, they increased significantly from 2007 to 2011. During the past 5 years, overall, the Let's Go awareness has increased significantly among parents. You can see in 2007 it was 9%, and that has risen to 47%. In 2011, half of our respondents were aware of the 5210 message, so we think it's pretty exciting. You can look at what those increases were over a time period. And then we looked at what exposure meant around that awareness. So in 2011, parents' awareness of 5210 was increased again dramatically to 86% when they were exposed to Let's Go in three places or more. So that means they saw it in their children's school, they saw it in their workplace, they saw a TV ad. So they had some knowledge and some exposure to what the program was and what the message was. About a third of those heard 5210. Or about a third of those that had heard 5210 had no exposure to Let's Go, and so we think that that's an indicator of there was a lot of things happening in the community. Again, so it speaks to those partnerships. There was a lot of background noise because there was so much work happening around childhood obesity. We also looked at, did they know the 5210 message? Did they know it was a health message, and could they recite to you or repeat back to us what 5210 meant? So in 2011, nearly half of our Greater Portland parents were able to correctly identify all four of the 5210 recommendations. And again, that's a 34% increase, and that was a statistically significant increase, and we were pretty excited to see that. We also looked at exposure around the knowledge of 5210, again, similar to the slide I just showed. And in 2011, the proportion of parents who were able to correctly identify all components of the message increased to 59% when exposed to Let's Go in three or more settings. Again, that's a statistically significant increase, and we think this continues to verify the importance of our multi-sector model. And then lastly, but certainly not leastly, we looked at behavior change. And we looked at behavior change over those three waves of data collection. So in 2011, Greater Portland parents were 63% more likely than in 07 to report their kids ate their five fruits and vegetables a day, or they met that recommendation. 18% were more likely to report that screen time what their kids were watching for screen time was 2 hours or less. We did not show any statistically significant changes around physical activity or sugar-sweetened beverages, and we continue to look further into that data to see what the message there is. So some of our high-level conclusions around what we think the data is telling us from this five-year demonstration project is that this multi-sector model works. When you take a coordinated multi-setting initiative, you use a consistent message that you can change awareness, knowledge, and behavior in a community around preventing childhood obesity. Our second conclusion is really around increasing exposure to a consistent message in multiple settings increases the positive effects of the program on families. Our third conclusion is really sustainable change requires a balance of three efforts. It's not enough just to do activities or just to do policy change. You really need to have the interaction between those activities, the policy changes, and those creating those supportive environments. And that when those three come together, we start to see the cultural shift within those sectors that supports this behavior and sustains those strategies long term. I've mentioned our local and regional partnerships were essential to our success and essential to helping to support this work in the community. They were supporting our work, we were supporting their work, and working together was a very important part of our success over the 5 years. And I think really lastly, one of the most important conclusions we had is we were able to be very innovative over the last 5 years. We were able to take risks, to try new things if something wasn't working, to tweak our interventions and try things a little bit differently. And that allowed us to really be, to grow quickly, to, I think, course correct along the way and really apply some quality improvement principles to our work. And we think that really helped bolster our opportunities for success. I would encourage you to go to our website. We have a final report that will be available in mid-December over that five-year period, and then an evaluation report over just the fifth year of the data. Those will be available on our website in the next month or so. So thank you very much.